We're continuing the family theme here with a behind-the-scenes look at a small family business. They make up 40% of the economy, and yet little is known about how family-run enterprises make decisions and profits. Italian-Australian Marcello Nardile is the head of a coffee business in Sydney. The company imports, wholesales and retails coffee and coffee machines, and their little cafe is busy with die-hard coffee drinkers 6 days a week. The business employs about 8 full-time staff. 6 of them are family, and since Marcello bought the business 22 years ago, it's grown organically. But now it's at a crossroad. They need to get bigger. New space, more employees, and professional marketing skills are all needed. 18 months ago, they decided to expand into the empty shop next door, which they own. But will the expansion mean the Nardiles lose that special family touch that makes their business so unique? Will family harmony be disrupted? Masako Fukui spoke with Marcello and the rest of the Nardiles for All in the Family Business.
We took over in 1986, but paid for the business at that stage. To make it look as if we had stock, we kept the boxes in the shop, even though they were empty, they looked bulky. Of course, in our meagre beginnings, I mean, it wasn't exactly all fantastic because we were just sitting at the telephone waiting for the next phone call to come in. Often we pick up the phone, the handset says, is it working, you know? And every time we sold a machine, of course, we had a little party in the shop where we sold a machine. Fantastic. And, of course, we also had coffee. We only had one customer at the time, I think, or two customers, and we used to buy coffee from two companies that roasted coffee in Australia, mixed the two together, and we called it Euro Blend. No business plan, no nothing. So it was just a matter of getting out there, surviving. And we got busier as we went along, simply because we just gave people service.
I'm saying the coffee here is better than Brazil.
All the expansion that's been going on for, let's say, since 1986, not so much where the marketplace was going, but where we were going. And it just basically just grew from there. And so we thought there was a need for us to get involved in the roasting side. It was the natural thing to do, the next thing to do. Whatever little trips to Italy that we had, we talked to a few people over there. We've taken some of our coffee samples over there, and they said, what the hell is this? You know, it's as hard as a rock. You haven't roasted it. You've baked it. You know, I said, oh, is that what we did wrong? It was a big, 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 big learning curve. So we had a little roaster to start off with. We went through the exercise of fires, and then we thought we had to go to a bigger roaster. It wasn't going to go through a normal doorway, so we had to cut the wall. So we cut the wall. So the time has come now. We really can't cut any more openings anymore, any other walls anywhere, except when we bought the building next door, it was because it was an opportunity. So we are contemplating now moving our premises to next door. So our cafe, coffee and coffee machines and sales next door, and we'll keep our existing site as our roastery area. Now, once that takes place, that means we would definitely need a lot more staff to be able to be completely operational. Mm-hmm. When you've been working within, say, four walls for 22 years, you have to go to the next step, and we understand that we need to change.
Here will be an espresso bar in the front. We'll have the coffee machine in the front, and then around here, a few stools. So we still have that intimacy with
Vera. Customers. Is Marcello's wife and is the mother of four daughters, aged between 10 and 18. Vera has become more involved in the business in the past few years, now that all her girls are at school. And because they live above the shop, separating family life from the business is not as easy as she'd like.
The change is going to be stimulating. We've already, in the past 22 years, grown, and we're just going to keep on doing what we've been doing and hopefully grow further. You know, nobody has a crystal ball, but I'm quietly confident that it's going to make a little bit more exposure for us on a very busy street that 70,000 cars pass by every day, if not more.
What's your role? Are you the big boss?
No, I'm the company cleaner. That's how I see my role. Whenever there's a bit of dirt around, I go around and clean it. You know, it's just being a mother of four children, it's an habitual thing, and I was apologising to a staff member this morning because it's just, you see the milk on the counter and you wipe it, you know, and I know that they're there to do that. It's just something that you do, you know. You're just so used to doing it.
I haven't got boss written on my forehead here. I think it's just assumed that
I... And what's Vera?
She says, well, I do everything that you want me to do. But I say to her, well, I'm doing everything that you want me to do. look, we rub off each other. We try and do the best we can there. Of course, we have a few heated arguments. And yes, of course, what you said before about if you weren't related, perhaps this would be maybe approached in a little bit of a different way. In our next step is job descriptions. Yeah, well, see, this is where our transition will be a difficult one from our point of view. At the moment, the responsibility is with everyone. If I had to put a job description today, that means then staff will then start arguing between themselves straight away. Today, in our current position, we just couldn't do it.
Lack of professionalism and clearly defined roles is one of the biggest areas of concern identified in surveys of family business practices. As a general rule, human resource policy making is weak or non-existent in most family companies, partly because family roles overlap or sometimes overshadow job roles.
We're constantly talking about our goals. Where do we want to go? And sometimes they're not that clear. You sort of get drawn into a direction and you feel that that's the direction you want to go into because you're drawn that way. And we really do need to sit down and do the next stage of the planning.
Does that frighten you? Is there a fear associated with that?
Not really, because I'm the sort of person that looks at lots of options before I actually solidify anything, and nothing is really solid. Everything should be tried and tested and a work in progress.
If you're going to do it once, you've got to do it the right way, not midstream and change ideas and change your mind over what you want to do. So the ideas are there, it's just to implement them, you know.
Frank is Marcello's younger brother and is the head technician, responsible for servicing the coffee machines. He's been a technician for about 30 years now and is one of the most experienced in Australia. He spends most of his working hours in his special work area, which he calls his dungeon.
We seem to be moving forward, but we always take one step back. I mean, we have the equipment, we have the product. I believe the money's there too. Okay, we have all these things, we have the room. It's time for us now to move forward and take two steps forward and not one step back.
So why the one step back? Who's responsible for that?
Well, I can't answer that. I think it's everyone. It's not only me. It's just like, I think we're just too frightened to take that step forward. We're just stable at the moment.
I tell everyone, it's my fault. Yes, we'll have a company file one day. There'll be lots of descriptions in there, for example, who we are, where we are, company history, where we'd like to be. If we make more money, guess what? Everyone makes more money. It's as simple as that. I mean, I hate to be promising people, generally speaking, you know, your staff says, oh, one day, one day, one day, one day, one day. Well, we have been a little bit slow, I suppose. It just got a little bit more comfortable.
The informality that characterizes family enterprises can often be a positive, especially if the family itself is a close-knit one. But family harmony can also be a negative. Difficult business decisions are rarely consensual, so the desire for family harmony can, and often does, impede decision-making processes in small enterprises.
It's nice to have your family around you at times, you know? And I believe in that. We're all close, which is important to us, you know, as a family. I'd like to be here to help as much as I can with my brother for the business.
Or is it for the business, or is there a loyalty to your family?
It's good. Yes, loyalty. Loyalty is very important to the family.
But hasn't that loyalty reached a limit in terms of business? Because now you need to go forward and something's holding you back.
We don't have a person to tell us what to do and how to do things. You know, we've never been trained to be in business. We've just come along and learned from other people. But other people coming in from the outside in would be, I think, a benefit for us.
Well, this is where we have to move on now, where we continually emphasise that we need another point of view.
What's the other point of view in relation to?
Let's say a marketing exercise. I'd like to see a nice new packet of copper, for example, something with, say, Italian colours on it, you know, red, white and green and non-nos blend, you know, and have a little old lady on there or whatever the case may be, you know. Now, I'm not the one with all the ideas. I mean, I just know how to work.
You know, you could give it to somebody else to do it and they'd give them a timeline and, you know, hopefully they would do it. But because I'm doing it all myself, I'm saving probably about $50,000, $60,000 in the initial designing of the premises, because that's my background. I come from a background of dress design and I've done home decorating as well, and every premises that we've renovated, I've done the actual designing of it. So I'm very keen to have all our corporate colours and our corporate images, and at the end of the day I end up finding that I'm doing all that anyway. If I give it to someone else, I'm going to have to correct it, which is frustrating for me, because I'd like to let it go and just give it to someone else and get it done faster and say, here, take over.
One of the biggest problems family enterprises face is how to involve non-family members in strategic decision-making. While successive surveys suggest that accounting and legal issues are easily handed over to external advisors, the family is reluctant to defer marketing or other strategic decisions to non-family employees, no matter how qualified they might be.
Do you prefer to work with family? Is that easier for you?
Well, it is. It is complicated. It can be complicated, and it does get emotional sometimes, of course, but they know what everyone is doing, they know what they are doing, and they'll do the work, and you don't have to worry about the till, so to speak.
Oh, look, I have a bitch every day. Oh, I bitch to Vera. I bitch to my sister, Rose. I bitch to my niece. I'm too scared to bitch to my brother. I put him in place sometimes when I believe this, you know, something's got to be done, and I, you know, he might be doing it the wrong way, and I don't like the way he's doing it. I lash out, I yell, but it's end of the day. It's you got to let some steam off somewhere. You have to.
I have a takeaway, actually. Yeah.
It's very difficult to have a sickie. I've taken sickies. It's like, you know, then you feel guilty. You're just taking the sickie. So it's not a good thing. I think everyone feels exactly the same way, you know, as far as the members of the family are concerned. So we all try not to have sickies.
The work-life balance for most small business owners tends to be skewed. But when the extended family is involved in the business, there seems to be almost no demarcation between work and family. "I don't have a life," is a lament too often heard from entrepreneurs of family-run businesses.
As we get older, I think we want to be able to be working less. The way we're going looks like we're going to be working more before we can work less. And when you're in a business, you've got to learn to be able to grow with it, but also not end up doing more work. Because we live and work in the same place, it's very easy to just step into the office and go do the accounting.
All we're trying to do is to survive, I suppose, survive and be happy. Like I said, be happy with your family first and foremost, with yourself, with your immediate family, your close family, then your outer family, I suppose, and then all your friends and what have you and so on. I think that that's the only way, perhaps.
One day we'll be able to go on a holiday and be able to leave the business to the staff to look after, and that would be nice. And I think that that's what every entrepreneur, I think, would like to be able to achieve. It would be nice to be able to take our four children to Italy, for example, to see where we actually come from.
In All in the Family Business, you heard the voices of Marcello Nardilli, Vera Nardilli and Frank Nardilli. The producer was Masako Fukui. The sound engineer was Philip Ullman. And special thanks to James Carlton for readings.